there. This episode of How to Be Old is about coping with two big natural events in life, getting pregnant and getting old. I'm Rachel McAlpine and I'm talking to you, starting with a poem. Getting old is not like getting pregnant. Preparing for old age is scary. Scarier than getting pregnant 20,000 miles from home. Now my body has to face the prospect of extreme old age. What scares me most is the unknown, and so I study hard. But hey, old age is not like pregnancy. One ends with life, one ends with death. I'm carrying a void, and when I said I'm getting old, nobody said to me, "How lovely! Congratulations! Is this your first old age? When is it due?" Oh no, they told me, "You're not old. You'll never be old. I've never met anyone less old than you. It's all in the mind. Age is just a number. Try homeopathy." So that's the poem. Let me tell you a bit about the background. Life is long, if you're lucky, and certain events change your physical body forever. I live in New Zealand, but my first pregnancy happened in Switzerland. My husband and I were a very long way from home. I remember the strangeness of being pregnant, as if I was barely myself anymore. That enormous swollen belly, and my tummy button turning inside out from a neat little cavity to something more like a doorknob. And my walk changing from a stride to a waddle, and those big purple veins and arteries all over my breasts, bursting into tears for no reason. And most of all, a real, active, living human being inside me, kicking me from the inside. If my body was so different, was I even me anymore? Maybe I was just half a creature when another person was living inside me. I had no mother or big sisters near me, and of course communication to New Zealand way back then was by airmail letter. Pretty remote support. Well, people in Switzerland, they were kind to me. And they certainly had a brilliant culture for easy childbirth, but I was starving for information about this thing so new to me, this pregnancy. Someone lent me her nursing textbook on gynecology and obstetrics, which of course prepared professionals for every disaster that could occur in pregnancy and childbirth. Well, I read it cover to cover, every terrifying word, and I studied every hair-raising photograph. Page by page, I would stop and think, could I bear this? Could I bear this? How would I cope with that? When I closed the book, strange to say, I was ready to face the worst, and, even stranger, that made me feel happy and confident and calm. Well, you might understand exactly why that worked for me, or you might think it's weird. It doesn't suit everyone, but I needed all possible information, good, bad, or neutral. I think that might be the Stoic approach, not sure. Well, happy to say there were no complications. Well, there were, but it was fine. And we got our adorable little baby boy and everything was well. Isn't this podcast supposed to be about old age? Well, yes. And this was one big metaphor in a way, because similarities are bound between getting pregnant and getting old. There are such obvious body changes. Anyone can see after a certain point that you're pregnant or that you're old. The changes in your body are so drastic and so extreme eventually. That feeling that I wasn't me anymore, the loss of my identity in pregnancy because of an extra person riding around inside me, and in old age because I look different, people treat me differently, my role is different. Am I me? Both pregnancy and old age have a mystery about them. You can't really know about them until you're into it, right into it, and there's no going back. And they've both got elements of the unexpected and the unknown. And in fact, I approach old age like I did pregnancy. I've got an obsessive hunger for knowledge, and I was studying everything I could lay my hands on. I'm like a dog with a bone. I just can't leave the subject alone. Or rather, perhaps you could say, I'm my own lab rat. But when I've got enough detail, enough knowledge, that leaves me feeling mostly happy and confident and calm about my future. As a mother earlier on, and about my future as a very old person in this case. Well, there are enormous differences, as if you didn't know. It's ridiculous, between being old and being pregnant. But the biggest one, in a way, might be other people's attitude. Imagine your friend saying, oh, you're not pregnant. You'll never be pregnant. I've never met anyone less pregnant than you. And of course, try homeopathy. Really. As a cure for this absolutely natural process of getting older. There was nothing wrong with me when I said I'm getting old. I was just getting old. I didn't want to cure it. I didn't have any problem. It was just a fact. Yet, that's what somebody said. Try homeopathy. It's a funny old world. Getting old is not like getting pregnant. Preparing for old age is scary. Scarier than getting pregnant 20,000 miles from home. Now my body has to face the prospect of extreme old age. What scares me most is the unknown. And so I study hard. But hey, old age is not like pregnancy. One ends with life. One ends with death. I'm carrying a void. And when I said I'm getting old, nobody said to me, how lovely, congratulations. Is this your first old age? When is it due? Oh no, they told me, you're not old, you'll never be old. I've never met anyone less old than you. It's all in the mind. Age is just a number. Try homeopathy. That's it for today. Bye for now.